Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of this podcast called What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. Now, today is a special episode. It's a little bit different than what we usually do. But, I mean, we're only three episodes in, so there's no real norm yet. But I have a guest with me today. And let me introduce him for you a little bit, then he'll introduce himself. He is my little brother. He's gonna turn 10 in October. And he wanted me to interview him and to sort, in a way, promote his own podcast that he made himself after seeing how easy it was, called A Colossal Train Wreck. And you could find it on Spotify. Yes. He's very professional when it comes to this kind of thing. Anyway, let me give him the opportunity to introduce himself. It's all yours.
Thank you, Edward. Now, that you've heard it right, folks. I'm a little kid, so if you want to hear some cringe and you want to hear a little kid ramble on about, you know, whatever I want to, well, this is the one podcast you're looking for. So I'm here joined with Edward, and I'm probably going to be uploading this on mine. I don't know. Am I? Maybe. I don't care.
I already said that it was what Ed has said.
And this is your host, Alan Medina.
Alan Medina.
And this is A Colossal Train Wreck.
Wow. You're just going to try and take away what I already set up.
No, this is a... That's my intro. I use that.
Well, yeah.
Now, what is our topic for today, Eddie?
Well, there's a lot of interesting things going on with everybody, really. So, how about I ask you this? Why did you decide to create a podcast in the first place?
Now, I saw that you were doing it, so I was thinking, what's the worst that could happen? And hey, would it be nice to see a kid actually talk about what he thinks about the world, how he sees the world, how he knows what's going on? And I don't think people have that opportunity because
they're not surrounded by kids 24/7 unless their parents are older
and
brothers.
Also they can't really see in the perspective of a kid, of a 9-year-old. And I just thought that it would be fun, and it is very fun, and I'm working on recording it right now. I'm having some problems, but other than that, it's going pretty good, and I'm happy I made this decision when I could.
What kind of things do you think you're going to be talking about in the future?
Maybe any topics that come up in my head, so let's see. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of my next one. So there was a very awkward experience I had, and that's going to be about feeling awkward and shy. So, yeah.
Already stealing my ideas, folks. I'm just kidding.
I came with it first.
I know. Okay, fine. I'm just kidding.
I was telling the plan, okay. and you said you're going to record that. And okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyways. So, what's another topic?
Well, I could ask more about your podcast, or we could talk about something else.
I would like to talk about a normal topic, please.
A normal topic?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Something that's going on.
Let's see here.
How about...
So...
Minecraft is getting more popular.
Oh yeah, Minecraft is getting more popular.
And I'm very happy.
Starting to trend again. You know, it's still beating Fortnite in, you know, players.
It was doing it at first, but now it is.
Yeah.
Even more.
Even more so now. But it's becoming a meme, and it's trending, and PewDiePie's playing it, and of course everything that he does is pretty big news at this point.
And I would like to thank Felix, because he's actually doing it. He thought he was going to do it, ironically, but I also want to thank his fans, because they're actually helping it become better. They're saying that they really support it, and that's cool and all, because more people like that, and it's coming out. Now, I wanted to talk about a specific group of people who, ever since then, have Minecraft been going in the numbers, and they have been trending a bit
right
on my recommended, and, yeah. and it's SMP Live, so it's
let me cut in there, right? So here's something that I didn't really discuss to you before we started recording. I could stop recording at any time and sort of give you a little break to like think about what you're gonna say next. You just tap me on the shoulder and I'll pause it, and or do the little like neck slit thingy that people do sometimes. But I'm just letting you know, so we could do that right now. So you mentioned something called SMP Live. What is that?
I don't know what it stands for. I've heard it numerous times. I think it's like a Minecraft Let's Play, so it's gonna be with numerous people, but they're actually making it very funny, and I recommend you check them out. Now, the accounts that are in there are, you may have heard of this, Call Me Carson, Jay Schlatt, and Josh, or Poke. I don't know how to spell Poke.
Didn't Gumball's voice actor also...
Yeah, he plays it, and it's very cool, because they wrote a funny Gumball episode. Of course, they do a bunch of ironic things, like the Gumball episode. My favorite part was, "Let us join a gang and commit vicious acts against the people of this town, brother." Ah, yes, I see. Yes, thank you. It's a...
Well, I have no idea who... I don't know who Call Me Carson is. I don't really watch his content. I have heard he's a funny guy, and he started his own podcast very recently, actually.
People start his friends and him.
Yeah.
Goop Squad.
It's like people realize that starting a podcast is way easier than it seems. Because it is.
With all of these technologies.
Wow,
it's the future. Wow, Gramps. I didn't know you had the VHR cables.
All these opportunities are just, you know, so much easier to catch. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's pretty funny, I think, to think about.
I really like that Minecraft is getting popular again, because I've been like following it. I think everybody has since the beginning. And
well, to be honest with you,
it did catch
me off guard, because I used to like Minecraft too back in like sixth grade, and I think that was like 6 years ago. Yeah, that was like 6 years ago that I was really into Minecraft. All my friends were really into Minecraft. But there was sort of a weird phase where everybody was just trashing on Minecraft for being...
The audience changed a long time ago.
Oh, that clap audience. That clap you just made made a big peak here. People aren't going to like that. No, but let's... Stop clapping. Okay, let's keep talking about what we were talking about. Yeah, there was a sort of phase where people just hated on Minecraft because they thought that the fan base was cringy, and it was cringy. But just like any other fan base, there's gonna be cringe in there. Of course, always. Any fan base, it doesn't matter what it is, there will be a dark side of it. But there's a lot of also respectable people that play it.
And very cool people.
And now it's coming back. And we don't know what it is, either if it's either nostalgia or if it's just memes, or maybe it's Fortnite that's making people want to look back on when video games were like fun.
For me, I was waiting for this a long time. It caught me off guard to happen right now, but I always liked Minecraft for some reason. I still play it.
And now your childhood is looking a lot like mine now.
I think that's cool. We can unite and talk about a topic.
Me and you can bond about this.
Yes.
Two different generations of people can bond over Minecraft.
Three.
Oh, yeah, because adults used to play Minecraft all the time, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a lot of different eras for them.
No, we don't want this episode to be
all
about Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
mention.
Yeah, we should probably think of something else to talk about. Let's see here. We'll be right back. And we are back. After thinking about what we're going to talk about next, a topic arose: our brand new adopted kittens. And, you know, I've mentioned them before, but I've never really gotten into it. It's been a week now, a full week that we've had them. We got them last Tuesday if my guest would do me the pleasure of standing up and talking. He's waiting for the precise moment, he says. Anyway, so we got two stray kittens. More than a week ago, we got them last Tuesday. And so far it's been okay. I mean, it hasn't been a complete, you know, sort of smooth sailing experience. We've had some difficulties, but we're working around them. One of the tougher things that were happening, and my guest is telling me to cut this off, so hold on. And we're back again. So, their names are Kate
and Yoda. We named him that because of the shape of his ears, and I like that decision.
Yes,
and
well,
you named Kate after...
Well, I was gonna mention, that one of the bigger problems we had was that we already had a pet. Two pets, actually. Two birds, two budgies, right? And cats, I don't know if you knew this, but cats are predatory animals. And those budgies are most likely their prey, right? And there are many times where I catch one of the cats just staring at them for long periods of time. And the birds, at first, were really freaked out by this. But now they don't really mind the cats.
They're just sitting there.
I don't think they understand the terrible danger that they're in. Because, I mean, the cats haven't done anything to them so far. So they're like, oh, they're not going to do anything
to us. They're probably just observing them.
Yeah, the cats are probably just...
They never have their claws out.
I would...
They're just looking at them. They're like another life being.
I would like to imagine that... I would like to imagine that the cats are just watching them and observing them. And not fantasizing about, ooh, how am I gonna kill this little birdie?
This little bean.
This little colorful blue thingy.
This thingy.
That makes so much noise.
That makes screams of agony and terror.
So, yeah, that was one of the... And when I found out about this problem, I was so stressed out, man. I had a headache overthinking it so much. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to give away the cats or anything. But like, I don't want the birds to live in constant terror, but the birds nowadays don't really care. It is kind of sad that I won't be able to like let the birds roam free anytime soon. But what are you going to do, right? Anyway, about the kittens.
I wanted to ask you about a topic that I was thinking of.
Okay.
You're
going to have to speak up a little bit.
Actually, I was going to talk to you about a topic that I was talking about.
What did you want to talk about?
I was thinking about it. I wanted to talk about school. Because I'm going to be...
A fourth grader,
yeah. And
yes.
I wanted to ask you about your experiences as it and what any tips and tricks to survive the gangs.
Oh man, you just blew out the speaker doing that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm gonna have to edit that real quick. So I just edited that sequence. No, that's funny. It's never mind. So we wanted to, you know, hear about my experience as a fourth grader and how to survive
gangs.
Gangs.
And also if I'm in a sticky situation.
Oh, well, let me start off by saying that my fourth grade experience was different, to say the least. I used to go to a charter school, which isn't really that much different from a traditional public school, but... There are a couple key differences, really. The fourth grade class that I had was a mixed class, so it was third graders and fourth graders. And the year before that, when I was a third grader, I had the same class with fourth graders. So it was kind of different in that regard, but mostly the same. we covered all the same things that fourth graders would talk about, so there really wasn't that much of a difference. Let me just... Fourth grade was sort of an event... It was kind of one of the most eventful grades for me, I'd have to say. It's where I met my first best friend. It's where I had my first crush. And, well... I know. Most kids your age don't want to talk about that kind of thing. But, I mean, you know, that's what happened. And I look back on fourth grade pretty fondly. I mean, there are a lot of embarrassing things that happened to me in fourth grade that I'd rather not talk about, but we will if you want to get into that.
I want to talk about...
What specifically do you want to know?
The pinnacle of worst events. The series of fortunate events, trademark, that happened to you.
The peak worst events?
Yes.
Okay.
Terriblest.
Well, one of the...
excruciating.
Fourth grade was the first year I ever cursed.
I broke that rule a long time ago.
Did you? Why am I not surprised? Any kid that goes to a public school is probably gonna pick up a whole bunch of bad words, but before they even enter kindergarten or first grade. So why am I not surprised?
Because of you. Because
of me.
And because entertainment that I have seen.
Oh yeah. Well, you pick it up from movies. You pick it up from the street. Okay. Well, anyway, it was the first year I ever cursed. And well, it was kind of like a slippery slope onto like cursing a whole lot. And it's funny because once you turn into like a preteen and, you know, in the early stages of teenager, you curse at a record high. But once you kind of grow out of that, but once you grow out of that, you sort of don't really feel the need to curse anymore. Not as much as you do. Not as frequently. Maybe for comedic effect. But I definitely don't hear myself cursing as much as I used to back then. Anyway, so why did I curse? Well, it's kind of a funny story. But, as I said, I had my first best friend. One lunch. And our lunch breaks were usually like 20 minutes. So that was really cool. One lunch. We were... I was with my best friend, right? And I was looking forward to playing a game with him. Or whatever, right? So... he kind of disappears, right? And the whole lunch is just me looking for him. And he never said where he went. He never said what he was gonna do. And all of lunch, I was just looking for him. And I was such a clingy friend that I started freaking out. Because he was like the only friend I had. And I know that sounds sad, but I was a sad kid. I was pathetic. Anyway, as soon as I find him, I say, what the... frick. Okay, I didn't say frick, but I cursed, right?
You're not monetized. You can...
I know, but I'd rather not curse in front of you. You're like 10.
Yeah.
And my brother, so. And that was the first time I ever cursed. And I wish I could have used it at a more, I don't know, more climactic time. But it is what it is, you know? Another really terrible thing that happened involves a girl. And she was by no means a pretty girl. By no means was she beautiful or pretty. She was... she was... pretty not good looking, right? But she was the only girl that actually treated me nice. Because most other girls wouldn't have touched me with a 10-foot pole. Because I was just... I don't know. I guess I wasn't unattractive. I was a little chubby, I'll admit, but it mostly had to do with I had anger issues at the time. You know, nowadays I don't worry about that, but I had to go to the counselor. And, you know, like once a week, twice a week to work on my anger. So this girl treated me nice. So I eventually got feelings for her, and it was like a crush, right? It wasn't like anything real. It was more like infatuation as a little kid, and I thought about her a lot. But it wasn't until like a couple years from then that I realized, man, what was I thinking? She's not the kind of girl that I want to be, you know, chasing. Now I know more or less what I want, But that's my advice to you. Do not get involved with girls at such a young age.
I already know that.
Yes, please don't.
Because I'm smart instead of you.
I know girls
you
like
filth.
You. Girls.
Filth. No, not really.
Man, you keep peeking it. Stop. Watch your tone, okay? You're too loud.
Ah. Okay.
Anyway.
I'm trying to be loud.
I know it's because I say this because I know that girls like you. I know that girl. Yeah. Especially in preschool, they would be like, oh my god, it's Ellen, he's so cute.
Just one.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
And I hated her, sure, my whatever. Rival.
Okay, fine. But, and I find this really funny because you look a lot like me, but girls never reacted like that to me. And now I know that it was for sure my personality that threw them off.
I just have, like, friends.
Mm-hmm. You're a lot more sociable than me. You know,
I go for one walk just to go to my class, and I end up handshaking like 10 people. Jesus Christ.
That's pretty crazy. I only had like 2 or 3 friends max up until I got to middle school. And in 7th and 8th grade, I only had one friend. Nowadays, I could say, you know, proudly say that my circle of friends has grown a lot wider. But let's be honest, they're kind of weird friends. And if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you are, and you know it. You know you're weird. You don't need me to tell you this. But then again, we're all weird, right? Anyway, so this girl...
You are the most weird out of your friends.
You think I'm the most weird out of my friends? What makes you say that?
One, you're my brother. 2, I hate you. 3, I hate you. 4, I hate you. 5,
no,
I hate
you. Don't. You don't hate me. If you hated me, you treat
me... If you hated me, you wanted to throw me away when I was a child.
No, you're getting that mixed up. That was David.
Really?
Yes.
But you were
but
the
even
one
that's
who
not,
like, no,
even that's not exactly
because
true because...
not the girl. I wanted a girl.
Okay,
I
true.
I wanted a sister.
Okay, so when he was in the womb... I wanted a sister. I was hoping that it was a girl, right? But I found out that it wasn't a girl. And sure, I got a little bit disappointed, but I never like went like, no, I don't want him anymore because he's not a girl. I don't think that was... I never... like, I was happy that you were gonna come out at all. You know?
Yes.
Alright. So, just clearing that out, we're at like 23 minutes almost now.
This is gonna be a long one.
It's gonna be a long episode, yes.
Actually, for my standards,
well, interviews,
I wanted to keep them like 3 minutes.
No, but here's
5.
The thing. I can't manage to like keep people interested for more than 10 minutes all by myself. So with an interview, it's a lot easier for me to drag on because the stuff that I say is a lot, like, it's a lot more entertaining because I have someone to react to those things. Are we still talking about peak terrible days at
Wait,
school?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about like?
We shifted a bit, but
yeah, we
we're
did
still
shift.
Talking
okay,
about.
We'll still talk about it. We'll still talk about it.
Subtopic of the day, trademark. I'm trademarking that.
Well,
I'm
most of it is just. I wasn't a very popular kid. That's just most of it. I was weird. That was the weird the quiet weird kid.
Can I share my experiences?
You want to share your experiences as a third grader?
Yes.
Okay, sure, fine. Speak into
terrible.
The mic.
Okay. So one day, okay, this isn't terrible. The beginning is terrible, but the rest is actually pretty wholesome. So we had Secret Santa, like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I never
Not
had
everybody.
Secret Santa.
You didn't.
I never did.
Missing out on a lifetime. I don't like my reward, but it was pretty good. It's pretty tasty.
Who did you get? Someone that you knew?
Yeah. Of course I knew everybody in the class.
You knew everybody in that class?
Well, duh. We had 20 people. You know everybody. You're not friends with everybody, but you know them.
Okay.
You know them.
No, but I meant, like, do you know them on, like, a sort of personal level? Like, they're more than an acquaintance. They're like a friend. Or your buddy.
I guess.
Okay. Well, anyway, what did you end up getting them?
I had a Secret Santa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was my rival.
Your rival?
My rival.
What did you get her?
Her.
It's a her, right?
No, that was the one I got
something from. Oh, never mind. Okay, what did you get him?
I got him. I hated him because I want anything to do with him. And I didn't want to give him a gift. I was thinking of giving him a terrible thing. But then I was like, you know what? Nah, and my mom was like, no, by no means you are doing that. That is terrible.
Okay, so, but what did you end up giving? Get to the point. What did you get him?
A bag of caramel M&Ms. Big bag.
A big bag of caramel M&Ms.
$10.
$10? And what did he get you? Was it worth it? Was it worth it? No?
He didn't get me anything.
He didn't get you anything?
I got it from another person. You don't know how Secret Santa works.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a... Okay. What did you get, though? What did you get?
It's not like a traitor. It's like...
Did he react at all to your...
Yeah, gift? We became friends. That's the wholesome part. We became very good friends. And
M&M's made you friends.
I hate that. I'm trademarking that just to not use it. So nobody can
Okay,
use
fine,
it.
Fine. Are you still friends with him?
I'm going to the office right now.
Are you still friends
yes.
with him?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
He left.
Oh, he moved away?
We still keep in touch.
Playing Fortnite together? Probably. No.
I do that sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It's just because I'm better than every one of my friends, and it's just funny.
Oh.
Very funny to stream. That's the only reason I play.
And you gotta stop clapping. Every single time you clap, it peaks the audio. Stop it. Stop. Okay.
Podcast
so what did,
review.
Okay, what did you get from Secret Santa? Like, what was your thing?
I got Jack in Box gift card. And
a Jack in a Box
gift card?
There
was a note that said, have a free kids meal on me.
Who was it, though? Was it someone you knew?
Yeah.
Okay, like a friend.
So-so friend.
A so-so friend.
Maybe talk to, like, 2 times.
Hmm. Well, that's nice. That was a nice story. I like that
pretty
story.
Pretty nice, but I didn't even redeem it.
You didn't redeem it? Do you still have it?
I don't think so. I can dig for it.
It probably expired a long time ago.
It probably did expire a long time.
I mean, it was a year ago, right? Yeah.
Year ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, 2019.
Anyway. We can't.
It was Christmas. Okay. So there's no way. There's no.
We're getting to the end. We're getting to the end of this whole episode. If there's anything that you wanted to say to anybody, any of my listeners, any of your listeners, what do you want to say?
Please listen to this. Also, I'm starting a new thing where you can message my thing. Also, please play Minecraft with me. I am very alone. So you can message me on PlayStation. So it's JKEY8790. I repeat, JAKEY8790. So I will be responding to your things on my next episode of A Colossal Trainwreck. Thank you for listening. I doubt anybody is listening to me, but listen to my brother, the one you're more interested in.
All right, now it's time for my outro. Okay. So, this has been the third episode, I think. I don't know. Have I lost count already? I don't think I have. The third episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie, and special guest, Alan Medina, my little brother. No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Don't end it. Just break. Pause.
Okay, wait.
Break.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Or night. Or morning. Or noon. Or...
I doubt anybody's listening to this at night.
You never know. They could just...
You don't, but...
I have friends who stay up for a long time.
I doubt any of my friends are listening.
A lot of my friends don't care about their... A lot of my friends don't care about getting sleep. You know? And I know that.
Can you please?
They could be listening to this.
Can you please support me?
They might be thinking to themselves. They could be thinking to themselves like, oh, well, there's nothing else to listen to, so I guess I'll listen to this podcast and sleep while I listen to it.
You could listen to
No, but let me.
Egg sounds.
Let me do my outro. Let me do my outro. Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a wonderful, wonderful. wonderful day.
Wonderful.
And please remember to be well. This was your host, Eddie.
Stop! You violated the law.
Signing off.
Fine or serve your sentence.